Hello, this is Alan with Parks and Farms. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. My name's Kira. I'm with the County Advisory Board. I was actually reaching out because I was interested in doing a free spotlight article for you guys. I would be excited to do a free article that I would write up that would highlight the company a little more and, you know, say some good things about you and give people an opportunity to obviously get services. Did you have a couple minutes for us to do the phone interview? It should only take probably a couple minutes. And then I'll go ahead and get that article started for you.
Sure. Who are you with again?
I'm with the County Advisory Board. If you have any questions about us as well, I am free to answer them.
Okay, so you're just like a magazine publication?
So we're an online publication, so more digital, but it is a website that we have that we do it on. We've actually been doing this since 2016, and we've done quite a bit of them, of course, with a lot of businesses. So yeah, that's because of your reviews. That's if you were wondering why you have really good reviews.
Yeah, well, you know, I always have a couple questions. Number one is, how did you hear about me? And that answers. And then number two is, what are you trying to tell me, of course?
Yeah, no, of course I get it. So pretty much with the free spotlight articles, we say it's a win-win. So we're going to do a free article for you, obviously, and shine some light on you guys. And then at the end, when we, you know, present the article to you, we'll tell you a little bit more about our company so we can obviously get ourselves out there as well.
Sure.
So it's a win-win. We get to tell you about us, and we get to do something nice for you.
Yeah, that sounds like a... I'm interested. So, yeah, I'm driving now, but I should be able to talk. There shouldn't be any problem.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's start with the year that your business opened. When did you get started?
It would be 2021.
2021, okay. All right, perfect. And you do carpet cleaning. Is that all you specialize in?
Our biggest specializations are carpet cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and air duct cleaning.
Okay. All right. So we do some other services as well. Okay, perfect. Have you gotten into any charities or social movements, food drives, anything like that?
We don't really, I would just say no. We help a lot of people, but we do it kind of covertly. The reason for that being once goodwill gets out there, everybody has a top story, if that makes sense. So I wish I had something good to tell you there, because I know that looks good in an article, but we prefer to help people as we see needs, not as organizations.
There's nothing wrong with that. I see that as just being genuine, so I get it.
We do donate food to, like, different fire department camps. Like, we've twice donated food to the Newport News Fire Department, kids camps, and girls camps. That's one thing that we've done.
Hey, that's amazing. Hey, but no, I definitely get wanting to do things more low-key. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean really, a lot of the time, this isn't something you can really put in an article, but... I really pride myself on how much good we do when we see the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in putting a bunch of stuff out there because I think it makes you look fake or like you're trying to look like a guy, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree, like when people are like recording, like going and doing stuff like that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's not an integrity thing. It's not a look at me thing at that point.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I agree. All right, how many staff do we have right now?
Currently three.
Six. Okay. Perfect. And then are you looking for more customers currently?
Yeah, I would say so. We just hired an additional apprentice, which gives us a little more space to take on more customers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, perfect. How many are you looking to take in per week?
Per week? Oh, man. That's hard to say.
Yeah, I know. Projects are probably different sizes. It's a hard number to come up with. But
yeah,
if you have
the thing is, I have enough good young guy that I could keep taking on more work and scale things. It's just not something I'm trying to force, because I believe in, you know, more natural progression. Part of that, I do work full time. I'm a firefighter paramedic.
Oh, wow. I have a friend group that actually are firefighters and paramedics as well.
Are you like a, I assume you're not like just a local company, or you're more like a national distribution thing? Okay, yeah, because that'd be cool. We might know some people.
I'm Florida.
You know, the nature of our business is one that, like, with drive-in cleanings and air duct cleanings, we don't do these things for people all the time. It's a once every couple or every several years. So we can certainly take a few more clients a month or a week.
So, like, four?
Yeah, that'd probably be fine.
Good number. Okay. All right, perfect. And then is there any other owners that need to be spotlighted in the story?
There's Cameron Whitehurst, who I just brought on. He's got a strong background in running his own janitorial company as well as carpet cleaning companies. And he manages Airbnbs as well for people.
Okay,
nice. He's not really a face of the business. He's more the behind the scenes building, like he's building our online booking and stuff like that. He's relatively new to us, actually.
Okay. So I'm going to mention, first to mention him, is it Cameren?
Cameron.
Okay, perfect. And then, what was your first name?
Vaughn, V-O-N.
All right, and then your last name?
Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R.
And what would be a good email for people to reach you at?
First response, spelled out, cc, at yahoo.com.
He said first response, cc.
Cc is in custom cleaning.
Oh, cc. All right, and then what was it at?
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Okay, perfect. All right, and then I saw you don't have a website on your Google profile. Do you have a website?
Yeah, Cameron just built that. Let me find it. It's just firstresponsecc.com.
First. All right, perfect. I'm going to add that in there as well so people can see that. All right, and then when we mention Cameron, what would his title be?
He's an owner as well. I brought him on as an owner. Just the way our relationship has been over the years, I felt that was the best thing for both of us.
Yeah.
So he's a co-owner.
Okay, co-owner. Perfect. All right, I'm going to put him in there so that we can mention him as well.
Perfect.
All right, so I have everything for the article. It's going to take about a day for it to be done. If you have like 15 minutes tomorrow, I want to get you scheduled to speak to one of my specialists, and what they'll do is they'll send you an email over to share their screen with you so that you can get your eyes on the article, obviously, before it's published and everything. If you wanted to get Cameron on there as well, you could do that as well. And then on that screen share, we're also going to finish up edits on it. So if you wanted to add anything, take anything out, you know, customize it, make it your own, they'll be free to do that. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask.
Okay.
And then as well as that, we're also going to show you obviously where it's going to be posted, how people are going to find it, and then we'll make sure we get it over to you once it's done as well so that you have that to use, your website or frame it or however you wanted to, you know, use it. And then, like I mentioned before, at the very end, when we're done with that, we're also going to tell you about Sponsor Support Services. That's the company that owns and manages the County Advisory Board, and pretty much makes the free auditors possible. So we'll tell you a little bit more about, you know, them and kind of what they do and everything.
Okay, yeah, that should be fine. I am at the fire station tomorrow, so I'll probably be available, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. If you had 15 minutes tomorrow, when would be the best time for you?
Probably in the morning, probably around 9 o'clock or so.
9? Okay. Yeah, we can do 9. All right, perfect. And then also, it doesn't have to be on a computer. It could be on a tablet as well. If you had that, it would be easier to travel and stuff for you.
Okay, yeah, I have an iPad that I use as my computer. So
yep,
that's going to work.
All right, perfect. So I have you in there for 9 a.m. I'll have somebody reach out to you. It's probably going to be Desiree, really sweet girl. You'll love her. So we'll talk to you in the morning, and then we'll go ahead and get this finished up for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.